You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. And some people will get it and some people won't.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Those I can't catch a break guys,
yeah.
Get them away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the f*** I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like I f***ed everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges.
In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the f*** over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass. Guess what? You failed the f*** test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass for that new promotion. You don't f*** it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard.
If you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary, and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. I'm sorry, but here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your asleep.
Are you not happy or you're only half happy or?
Still to be happy about.
You're up too old.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
I make myself do things that are very uncomfortable, that I don't want to do. And by doing that, I develop this strength and perseverance. And some people hear that and like, I don't even want to do that. Take a fucking nap. You're exhausting me. I'm like, I'm not you. I don't want to do that. And they just like, it takes them away from that. And I'm like, you don't even have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just go for a fucking walk every day. It sounds like it's easy to do. But there's going to, when that walk comes, when you look at your clock, oh, it's 8 o'clock. Time to go for that walk. You're like, I don't want to walk. I would just rather play video games. I don't want to walk. I'd rather like read emails. I don't want to walk. I'd rather like scroll through TikTok. But if you just force yourself to go for that walk every day, you will develop mental perseverance. You will develop some tenacity. You will develop the ability to force yourself into work.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends. But they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
2008 was brutal. We had the third consecutive failure of the Falcon 1 rocket for SpaceX. Tesla almost went bankrupt. We closed our financing round. 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, 2008. It was the last hour of the last day that it was possible. We would have gone bankrupt 2 days after Christmas otherwise. And I got divorced. That was like rough, man. Women has got issues there.
I can see my kid, they have 12 years old. The mentality, they are not the same. They are not suffer that.
What's the difference?
The anger. I think the anger. I think that they have the things more easily. Everything, it's easily. They don't suffer.
Everything worthwhile.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech. You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Is uphill. And today's word is uphill. You see, every dream that you've ever had, it's all uphill. If you have a great relationship with somebody, you had to work on it. It's uphill. If you built a wonderful business, guess what? It was uphill. If you've made the right decisions, they're not easy, are they? It's uphill. And the only way that you can go uphill is to be intentional. Nobody ever accidentally went uphill. You've never talked to a successful person and said, how did you get to the top of the mountain? And then look at you and say, I have no idea. If they're at the top of the mountain, they know how they got there because they had to have effort. It took energy. It took time. Everything worthwhile is uphill.
If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
Bro, you got to stop. You got to stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. Something. But this I can't catch a break shit is not helping anybody, and it pushes everybody away from you.
They look and see, and then are quick to adjudge your ability. But they weren't there. They weren't there through the struggle. They weren't there through the sleepless nights. They weren't there through the pain. They weren't there through the trauma. They weren't there through the tears. They weren't there to pick you up. You did that. So what gives them the right? What gives them the right to judge you? They don't know your ability, my friend. They don't know what you're capable of. They don't know what you can do. So you find a way to push through. You find a way to keep going because nobody can tell you anything when you're the one who dragged yourself out the dark, when you're the one who dragged yourself back into the light, my friend. They have no business in your business. So you keep going.
Will you work in this offseason now to get back to the championship?
I'm gonna push myself to exhaust.
This side, baby. Side to side, move ahead.
Watch it now, watch it. Right, remember, he's got two hands, right?
Damn, man, what the hell are you doing? This guy will knock you on your...
Come on, Rock, it's not a game. You want to live in the hospital for 5 weeks this time? You thought I was tough? This jump will kill you.
All right.
Come on, get your head on your shoulders, man. Think about the fight. Clubber Lang, he's trying to hurt you, Rock.
Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain could make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help?
I built this shit. Me. Brick by brick. And I'll be damned if I let you tear it down just because you don't like the way another talk.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like, and this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
I always equated training to mental toughening. Like, it always looked brutal. People waking up early and doing all these things, and it looked horrible. I was like, wow, man, I got to start doing that. Not to get better, bigger, and stronger, but that is what's going to build me. That looks uncomfortable. That looks brutal. And getting up early, I don't want to do that. Some of this long list of things that I don't want to do. And through that, I found myself. I started, I'm like, you guys aren't doing this shit in high school. You guys aren't getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, running over here in this golf course. So I started seeing myself very differently than the average human being. I was like, hang on a second. I have something they don't have. And that's when I started to develop these things through working out. It was this great, never-ending work ethic. And through work ethic, I developed self-esteem.
Who here thought it was going to be easy? Who here thought it would be hard? They raised their hands. I'm like, guys, this is what hard feels like. And all of a sudden, there's just like this big exhale in the room. They're like, expectations get reset. This is normal. You wanted this thing. You expected it to be hard. Reality now matches conditions. Sorry, expectations now match conditions. This is what hard feels like. And then all of a sudden, it's like they got permission to feel shitty. And by getting permission to feel shitty, they stop feeling as shitty because they're like, this is just my new world.
Through that struggle, I will now have a better day, and I better do it again tomorrow or do something else, because if I just think, well, tomorrow I'm just going to coast and eat Twinkies and watch TV. Oh, hello, sadness, my old friend. Hello, depression, because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit.
Pick up your damn suffering and bear it and try to be a good person so you don't make it worse. Well, that's a truth, you know? I read a lot about the terrible things that people have done to each other. You just cannot even imagine it. It's so awful. So you don't want to be someone like that. Now, do you have a reason to be? Yes. You have lots of reasons to be. God, there's reasons to be resentful about your existence. Everyone you know is going to die. You know, you too. And there's going to be a fair bit of pain along the way, and lots of it's going to be unfair. It's like, yeah, no wonder you're resentful. It's like, act it out and see what happens. You make everything you're complaining about infinitely worse. There's this idea that hell is a bottomless pit, and that's because no matter how bad it is, some stupid son of a bitch like you could figure out a way to make it a lot worse. So you think, well, what do you do about that? Well, you accept it. That's what life is like. It's suffering. Life is suffering. Yes. Well, who wants to admit that? Well, just think about it.
There's no purpose in your life. You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There's no 5K. There's no I'm going to get into school to be this or that, and still perform.
The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
Why does it have to be quick? Why does it have to be easy? Why do you think life is all quick and easy? Why can't it be hard and difficult? Why can't you suffer? Because suffering is what gives it value. If everyone had a six pack and it was quick and easy, then it wouldn't be valuable, would it? If everyone walked around with a six pack and they got it easily, then no one would give a shit. The whole point is that it's difficult to get. Value is linked to difficulty. If you want something that is valuable, you need something which is difficult to obtain. The fact that you just said you wanted it quick and easily shows that your whole mental model is You shouldn't be thinking about quick and easy. You should be thinking about hard, suffering, pain, going through it. That's what you should be thinking about. This is going to be hard, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because when it is done, then everyone's going to know that I went through something difficult. Why do you want it to be quick and easy?
How do you overcome the suffering of life? Is be a better person. That's how you do it. Well, that's hard. It takes responsibility. And I think, you know, if you said to someone, you want to have a meaningful life? Everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. But everything you do matters. You're going to have to carry that with you. Or do you want to just forget about the whole meaning thing and then you don't have any responsibility because who the hell cares? And you can wander through life doing whatever you want, gratifying impulsive desires for how useful that's going to be. And you're stuck in meaninglessness, but you don't have any responsibility. Which one do you want? Well, ask yourself, which one are you pursuing? And you'll find very rapidly that it isn't the majority of your soul that's pursuing the whole meaning thing, because, well, look what you have to do that. You have to take on the fact that life is suffering. You have to put yourself together in the face of that. Well, that's hard.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your missus says stay in bed.
That's it.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy. It. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
Because I know every ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
Every right. time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
Yes. You that know? Is a that's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. It's so important because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
Well, so what do you do in the face of that suffering? Try to reduce it. Start with yourself. What good are you? Get yourself together, for Christ's sake, so that when your father dies, you're not whining away in a corner, and you can help plan the funeral, and you can stand up solidly so that people can rely on you. That's better. Don't be a damn victim. Of course you're a victim. Jesus, obviously. Put yourself together.
Well, it's supposed to be hard. Look, if growing stronger and building muscle were easy, you'd have no reason to go to the gym. You'd have no, there would be no growth if there was no challenge. And that's my invitation to you, is to realize that it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult. If it wasn't difficult, then there'd be no growth. There would be no resistance. There'd be nothing to force you to grow stronger with. And that's why I say the most important reason, the most important thing, the most important gift that you receive by taking action in the direction of your dreams is not attaining your dream. It's you growing stronger and becoming a stronger version of yourself through the challenges, through the resistance, and because it's hard.
And if you're trying to be soft, and if you're trying to be the victim and all stuff, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to get stronger. We need to get bossier. We need to get tougher. We need to not be afraid of failure. We got to go and do the work. We got to face adversity. Adversity breeds character, makes you a stronger person. We have to be willing to go through hardship, through suffering, through pain, through crying periods. All of that stuff, don't shy away from any of that because it just makes you stronger.
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision. But the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance, because It's the uphill climb that it's from the uphill climb that we derive our value. And I mean this technically. So almost all the positive emotion we feel, especially the emotion that fills us with enthusiasm, and that's to be filled with the Spirit of God, by the way, because that's what enthusiasm means. You want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. You think, well, that's frustrating. It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill. But it's not, because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant. And that's why the highest levels of virtue and goal are in some sense transcendent. You want them to be above everything you're doing so you can continually move towards something that's more sublime and better. That's what you are. You're here to live, not to sleep.
It's hard. Easy is not an option. It's hard living. Life is hard. See, it's hard when you are 49 years old, been working on a job for 17 years, and they come in and tell you you're finished and give you 1 week severance pay. And you got to start all over again. It's hard when you are married and raising children and your children are crawling and your husband dies unexpectedly. It's hard handling just the tragedies of life. It's hard when you're working on something and you put everything you have in it and it doesn't work out. You lose your money and other people's money. It's hard.
Work your ass off. There is no magic pill. There is no magic out there. You cannot get around. You have to work and work and work. There was not one single minute that I wasted. And this is why I'm standing here today.
It was rough when I lost my job. And I could not find a job. It was humiliating and embarrassing borrowing money. And then I couldn't pay the money back when I told them I would. That's rough. How people look at you, how they respond to you. It's very hard. It's humiliating. Here's what I discovered that happens to you in life, that you will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. Then I saw that that was preparing me for bigger and better things.
Muhammad Ali worked his butt off. I remember that there was a sports writer that was there in the gym when he was working out. He was doing sit-ups. And they asked him, how many sit-ups do you do? And he said, I don't start counting until it hurts.
Having the guts to fail. And the reason why I bring that back around to you guys is having the guts to fail compared to having the desire to be famous, having the desire to succeed. And by the way, you should have a desire to win, desire to succeed. There's nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, and that's your truth. But I have found in life the desire to become famous, the desire to succeed, will never be as powerful as having the guts to fail. And I love that, because I look back on my own life and around every corner, and still today, but I still have that. And that's my lead foot of just having the guts to fail around every corner. And that leads my decisions. That allows me to take big swings, get my ass kicked on some of them, fail at some of them, but then also succeed at some of them. So I will always take guts over desire.
Get yourself together. Transcend your suffering. See if you can be some kind of hero. Make the suffering in the world less.
I broke my ribs half year. You know, it's like, and it was very difficult time for me. You know, I remember when I was talking with my father, maybe it's like, maybe I should like retire it. What do you think? Like, because I'm tired again, surgery, you know. And he said, like, if you want to give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want. But how you gonna give up? Like, so many years we were working together, like, and you like only 26 years old. I remember myself when I was 26 and 33. This is too different. You know, like my prime time, it was 32, 33. Your time's gonna come, but you cannot give up, you know? And this give me like crazy motivation. I never give up. I never even remember I give up in training, top, or like in amateur career, professional career, in the gym, never in my life. A lot of people ask me, you proud of something? I'm very proud of, I never give up. Thank you so much.
You say you are morally obligated to do remarkable things.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I think partly because life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you, and then you'll be a force for darkness and not good.
Life can throw you some curves. And it's not just the things that you see coming, but sometimes it's the things that you didn't see coming that hit you out of nowhere, that set you back in such a way that it seems like you can't get over. And you've reached your limit, and your bandwidth is full. You already said, I can't take another thing. And then out of nowhere, here comes something you didn't see coming, and you're in it.
And in your homes, somewhere in your heart, these words are echoing. Am I going to make it?
When you get into a tight spot and everything goes against you until it seems that you cannot hold on for a minute longer, never give up then, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. There are times when your energy feels so depleted that you want to give up.
There's going to be bad days, there's going to be dark days, but you got to embrace it because that pain is what makes you stronger.
Pain is the high cost of growth. If you want to grow up, you want to be mature, there is no way to do it without pain. You can't grow up on easy street. And the very thing that discourages you is the very thing that develops you.
No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to save you. The only person that's going to make a drastic change in your life, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, the only person that is going to dig you out of your hole is who? You. You have to do it for you.
You've got to become courageous to stand up within yourself, to face it and step forward.
We all get a taste of that victim mentality, the why me? You can become the victim of the situation or the victor of the situation. You need to be the master of your emotions, not let them affect you. You're the dictator. You're the captain of your boat, whether you let things affect you in a negative way or a positive way. I don't lose. I only win or learn. In life, there's only winning or learning. All your problems become gifts once you learn from them.
And some of you have allowed adversity to make you stop. And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. Execute, execute, execute. In the midst of adversity, execute.
You're going to work through this. You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong. And if you can work through your pain, I'm guaranteeing you, on the other side is a reward. Pain is not permanent. Pain is temporary.
You will cry. It's some stuff that will happen in your life that will make you cry. It's okay. It's a part of the deal. If you can't handle pain, you don't want success.
You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop.
And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I get it. And you're gonna have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you to get to your new you.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process, trust the process. Don't rush the process, trust the process. Don't rush the process, trust the process.
Everybody dreams of greatness. Everybody wants to be great. Everybody dreams of greatness, wishes to be great, talks about great, idolizes the greats. Everybody wants to be great, but only a few when that moment presents itself. Only a few when that time has come. Only a few are willing to step up to the moment and actually execute.
When you're dealing with another human being, it's not how tall he is. When you're dealing with another human being, it's not how big he is. When you're dealing with another human being, it's not how strong he is. At the end of the day, it comes down to will. Your dreams count on you. Push. Anybody about to give you no cookies and ice cream? Push. It's alive. It's inside. How do you know? You feel it. You dream about it. You eat and sleep it every day. When people talk to you, tell them, this is what I'm going to do. So push. Just push past the fight. Push. Don't quit. Don't get. Push. Push your way to success. It's going to rain sometimes. I will. You're going to feel discouraged sometimes. I will. No matter what the obstacle, I will. I must.
Live extreme and push your boundaries. Why? Simply because there will be no other time for you to do this. You can dream of these things, but understand you can also achieve them. The moments that take your breath away are the ones that count. I don't care if you've been beaten to the floor, if your legs are too tired to lift that weight. Break through that barrier and create new ones for you. When there's a will, there's a way. When you truly need something, you can find a way, and you stop at nothing to reach it.
The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch.
It's not easy reaching your goal. It's not easy changing your life. It's not easy trying to build a business and people are negative and saying no every day. It takes a lot of guts. Bill collectors are calling and your phone might be cut off. And you might lose your job. It takes a lot of guts. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pocket. You're out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you. And they're doubting you. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said the best revenge is massive success. It takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it.
You ever ask a man how he's doing and he says, I'm all right. I'm here to tell you, that man is not all right. That man is battling demons that you cannot even possibly imagine. That man is struggling every single day to find a reason to keep going. And the reason we say we're all right is because as a man, nobody really fucking cares what you're going through. So why even bother to say it? But you know what? I feel you, brother. Because I'm all right too.
Most men don't ask for help. They suffer in silence. So if a man asks for your help, you are his last hope.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.